from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome in the Saviour's name to our gospel broadcast. It's good that you're tuning in, and I hope that you'll stay listening for the next 15 minutes as we let the Bible speak. Doing that today is the Reverend James Porter, as he turns our attention to Proverbs chapter 29 and the verse 1. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. That message is coming in just a few moments after we listen to these words in song.
Bible reading is from Proverbs 29, verse 1, where it says, "He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." In this verse, the Lord is speaking through Solomon, and he tells of the certain judgment which shall befall that person who persistently and willfully rejects God's offer of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Such a verse not only reveals to us the mercy of God, because it acts as a warning to wayward sinners, but it also tells of the peril of all who resist God's salvation. That being so, then these words are certainly worthy of our consideration this morning. Now, there are three things that I want you to notice from this verse. First of all, we see in this verse the revelation of God's love for sinners. God's great love for sinners is seen in these words, being often reproved. Such words speak of someone who has often been told of their need of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. God's love for sinners is so great that He frequently reproves them of their sin and of their need of Christ as a Saviour. And surely this is a wonderful thought for us to consider. God could justly have cast us all into hell the moment we were born, but He did not. Rather, He allowed us to live in this world so that He can reprove us and tell us of our own need of salvation. Unsaved listener, has it been the case that God in love has frequently warned you from His word about your need to repent of your sin and of your need to be saved through Jesus Christ our Lord? If that is so, then you're like those in Jerusalem that the Saviour spoke of in Matthew 23 verse 37, when he said of those in Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. He had often spoken to them and often warned them of their need to be saved. Or perhaps it has also been the case that God has warned you of your need of salvation through the witness of a godly friend or relative. You think of Timothy in Scripture this morning. He had a godly mother and grandmother who told him of his need of salvation. For Paul said to him that from a child thou hast known the Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Or perhaps it has been the case that God has been using some preacher, some minister, some evangelist to tell you that you need your sins pardoned through Jesus' blood. Prior to the great flood, God used Noah, a preacher of righteousness, to warn the people. But then perhaps it's been the case that God has also used some act of providence to warn you about your need of your soul being saved. Perhaps some bereavement, some sickness, some loss, some accident, some trial. And these things have made you think about eternity and of your need to prepare for eternity by being saved. Think of the Philippian jailer. God sent an earthquake. Think of the prodigal son. God sent a famine his way. And these events made these people consider their great need of God. Well, whatever means God has been using to warn you and to reprove you of your great need to be saved, all these means are but a token, yes, a token of his great love and his great mercy toward you as a sinner. Yes, we see the revelation of God's love for sinners. But notice something else in this verse. We see the way that sinners treat God's love. Our text says, he that been often reproved hardeneth his neck. This word harden implies an attitude that occurs over a period of time. This expression, hardeneth his neck, is a figure of speech, which illustrates the way a rebellious animal such as a mule turns away from a yoke. And this pictures for us the way in which sinners stubbornly reject the gracious dealings of God in their life to bring them to Christ for salvation. Despite all the mercies of God in their life, there are many who still say of Christ, away with this man. We will not have this man to reign over us. This was the case with Pharaoh. Mercy God spoke to him many times. Yet he still hardened his heart against God and said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? Unsaved friend, is this how it has been with you in recent times? Times without number you have been challenged about your need to come to Christ, your need to have your sins cleansed away. Yet in spite of all this, you've just hardened your heart further in your sin by rejecting Christ as your Saviour. As Isaiah the prophet speaks about the sheep that have gone astray, this has been the case with you. You've sought to go on heedless and careless without God and without Christ. In John 5, verse 40, Christ said to those who rejected him, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life. And today he says the same to you. You will not come to me that you might have life. In Matthew 12, verse 30, the Lord says, he that is not with me is against me. Those are sobering words. Without Christ as your Saviour, then Christ says you are against him. You are siding with the devil, with Christ's enemies, and with all those who oppose God and his word. No matter what you might say or pretend, if you're not saved, and have deliberately rejected him as your Saviour, then you are setting yourself in opposition to God, and that's dangerous ground to say the least. For to harden your heart against God and against the Saviour will lead to terrible consequences for the eternal well-being of your soul. Yes, we see the way men treat the love of God. But finally, this verse reminds us of the peril of those who resist a God. Notice in our text the word shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Here God is saying to the man who hardens his heart against the gospel that judgment will come upon him. This judgment is certain, for God says, he shall be destroyed. God's judgment for all who willfully say no to Christ is as sure as we listen today. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. Speaking to the people of Athens, Paul said, God hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness. Think of how certain the judgment was in the day of Noah, the flood came. Recall how Pharaoh and his army were drowned in the Red Sea, and it was all because they hardened their hearts against God. Be sure of this, my friend, if you reject Christ, leave this world in your sin, God will most surely judge you. And that judgment will mean that you will spend all of eternity in hell, that place which the Bible describes as a lake of fire. Revelation 20 verse 15 says, And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. But we see also from this text how judgment for those who resist God will be sudden. The verse says, He shall be suddenly destroyed. Death can come suddenly and swiftly for those who persistently say no to Christ and resist God. The wicked King Ahab was slain in the midst of the battle when he was in the prime of life. Think of Ananias and Sapphira, a husband and a wife who resisted God, and one day within the space of 3 hours, both of them were taken suddenly from the scene of time. Remember the rich man in Luke chapter 12, verse 20? God said, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Unsaved listener, death could just be around the corner for you. This night your soul could be lost, ushered out into eternity, without hope and without God. And we see also from our text that the judgment of those who die rejecting Christ is final. The Bible does not speak of any second chances of salvation beyond this life and the grave. Our text says, He shall be destroyed, and that without remedy. There will be no recovery for such. Once you leave this world unsaved, there is no longer any hope of salvation for your soul. Doesn't matter how much you pray or cry to God in hell, there will be no escape. Abraham said to the rich man in hell, Between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from thence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Oh, if you're to be spared such judgment, then no longer resist God, but rather seek the Lord for salvation, for it is only He that can deliver you from such an end. His blood is able to wash all your sins, and through faith in Him, you can be made right with God. In Psalm 34, verse 6, David says, This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. He called upon the Lord to save him. This morning, may you do the same. Call upon the Lord today, and be saved. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.